On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He's Andy's partner on the Browns pregame show. He's mine on the Browns postgame show. He played DB in the National Football League. He played a lot of special teams. I can't wait to get his answer on this. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we're having a swell day, my friend.
I know the phones, the callers must be thrilled.
Yeah, they're not having a good time. So you made your living playing DB and special teams in the NFL. I asked you this yesterday on the postgame show. Can you explain to me what happens when there's a breakdown on a kick? Is it a breakdown, or did the other team just do a good job blocking and the guy did a good job running, but you had a kick return followed by a punt return for a touchdown in the same quarter? And that seems way too bad to be a coincidence.
Yeah. Like I say, when you're going down on these things, it's everybody has a lane, and you create scenes when you get caught and stuck in somebody else's lane. I think that's kind of what happens on this. When you don't fan out on punt, you know, you create scenes, and these guys did a great job for the Jets blocking it and creating a spot, and the guy did a really good job of finding that crease that the Browns left, and he made a great play with his leg. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah, so a lot of the times it can be a mistake on the return team, but there's also some really good athletes in the NFL as well, and that's why they put them at punt returner.
What's it like to walk into a locker room after a loss like yesterday's game, and how do you move forward in a positive way?
The positive way part is the hardest. I think when you look at this game, it was a lot of people was on the, we have to win this game. All the signs point to you winning this game. There's no excuse for you not to win this game. And when you lose in the fashion that you lose in, it starts to get to that point where people start thinking about the offseason, because it just seems highly unlikely that you can make a run. Now, don't get me wrong, you can still be optimistic and look and say, you know, Pittsburgh leads the division. They're only 3 wins ahead of you, and you can try to play that optimistic game. But it's been a war this entire season with the offense versus the defense. You know, where the defense has just been waiting on the offense, and you know, I thought yesterday was a good sign that it was on the way. And obviously, in the second half, again, we didn't do any. Everything we did in the first half just kind of went away. Wasn't no production in the and on the offensive side. The Dylan thing, I think the height thing has finally come to a point where I'm like, I don't understand how y'all don't see how this is a problem. You know, it was a play in the, I want to say it was in the third quarter. He was supposed to hit David Njoku on a nice little spray out. And you, nice little throw. He's supposed to anticipate the out. He doesn't throw that. Okay, whatever. He goes to his next progression. Cedric Tillman is right there for a first down on a hitch. He doesn't throw that because I don't know if he can't see it, or I don't know. But, like, it's the fact that, one, he's a rookie, so these are rookie mistakes. But, like, it's a lot of times that you can see that it's throws that he should make. And I don't know if it's because he can't see it because of the lineman being in his way, or he just not pulling the trigger, one of the two. But I think that's become a common theme with him, and they got to find a way to fix that, or they might have to just move on.
Tyvus, there was a bad throw to Jerry Jeudy, who was open over the middle, that bounced, what, five yards in front of him on the ground. And then a bubble screen to Malachi Corley that was set up on the right side, and he had blockers out there and everything, and he airmailed that one.
Yeah.
Can that stuff be coached out? Can that just be settling down? Or do you think this is just what it is?
You would hope by his fifth start that he settled down, but he still looked kind of skittish at times. And that part, like, I don't know if it's that he don't trust the line or whatever the case may be, but at this point, you should know what it is. You've played with these guys. You should know how much time you're going to get in the pocket. You should be able to anticipate this guy winning on the route. And to me, like, all the things that they preached about him being good on is, like, not happening right now. And I think that's concerning to me. I mean, it looks like, you know, at some points he regressed a little bit. You know, when you seen him in the preseason, granted, it was the preseason, but you seen him get the ball out in a timely manner. Now we're not seeing those things, the things that made him, you know, be a special quarterback, the high process to be able to go through his progression quick and get the ball to where it's supposed to go. Well, now he's holding on to the ball and not getting it out, and he's missing things. And, like, so it's like, well, if he's regressing, then we need to pull the plug. Because if it's about saving guys, because remember, we want to save him from hurting himself. Because I remember they did that to Shador in the final preseason game. They should kind of keep that same energy right now, because he seems to be regressing in that area a little bit.
All right, if you're Kevin Stefanski, do you pull the trigger? Or why are you adamant, as you were yesterday, that you are not changing quarterbacks?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like I said, Dillon Gabriel was a top 100 pick. They got to see this thing through. They have to make sure that he's not the guy, you know. And I think they're trying to look at areas and see that he's growing in certain areas, and they're trying to build off of that. I think that once you pull that plug, there's no going back to him, you know, like that. It'll be the Shador Sanders and Bailey Zappe show for the rest of the year. So I think they want to be 100% sure that they need to move on before they do it. And, like, again, this is a third-round pick, so you want to give him all the chances in the world before pulling that plug.
Tyvus Powell joins us. Tyvus played in the NFL, and he was with us on the Browns Radio Network. You played in Seattle. Russell Wilson was a shorter guy. Russ was a third-round pick. How did it work for Russ? And how difficult is it for a guy? I mean, bad combination, third round pick and short guy, and he made it.
Well, Russ had a strong arm, and Russ did a good job of improvising, you know, and sometimes receivers didn't like that. You know, Russ did a great job of scrambling around when things broke down, and he was able to chuck it deep, and he had guys that was making plays, Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, you know, that worked. You know, I don't know how strong Dylan Gabriel's arm is at times. You know, sometimes it looked like a lot of his balls be skipping off the turf sometimes, so it's like
– or floating.
Kind of alarming. Yeah, so, like, I don't know if he has the same arm strength as a Russell to be able to make those type of things happen, but Russell just did a really good job of extending plays and then being able to throw something deep down the field and having players make plays. That's kind of how Russ thrived in the league.
Hmm. What's going through Kevin's mind right now? Like, how do you fix this? How do you clarify things? How do you get your players motivated to come out each and every week to continue to – be a tangible football team? I'm dying, I can't even think of the right word there, but and that to not lose the locker room.
I would say that he's trying to figure that out himself. Because
you've been in locker rooms where you've seen where I'm assuming you've been in locker rooms that weren't winning and that the team still believed in the coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. my first year in San Francisco, you know, I think we finished that season 4-12. But everybody was extremely motivated at the end of that year because they had just traded for Jimmy Garoppolo at the deadline. And Jimmy came in, and I want to say Jimmy won every game that he started. So, like, going into the offseason, and we played playoff teams to finish the season. I think we played, like, the Titans, the Jags when they were good. It was, like, and the Rams or something like that. And all these teams was, like, really good teams, and we was winning those games with Jimmy Garoppolo. So, like, going into the offseason, we were extremely motivated to get back because we, like, we can figure something out. Now, granted, things didn't go well the next year because Jimmy got hurt, but that's a whole other story for another day. But there was definitely optimism and a lot of excitement. Although we weren't going to the playoffs, it was so exciting going up against teams that were and still beating them because we was putting them on notice that this is what to expect next year. And, you know, I'm not saying the Browns is out of it at all. I mean, obviously they only 3 wins out of first place in their division, but they definitely need to figure out that mindset of we need. And that's where the spark comes. The spark for us when I played for the 49ers was Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, so the quarterback change thing could absolutely be a spark if necessary.
You're 2-7. You have a lot of games to play. What do you – is there a focus on the last – group of games? Is there something that this team needs to focus to key in on? How do you approach this?
Well, this team, they just got to find a way to win. I think that's the thing. Like, it's been 2 games this season that they absolutely should have won, and they blew it in the last quarter, and that's Minnesota in this game. Like, you watched both of those games, and you was like, for sure, the Browns are going to win this game. Yeah. And they played really well, and then they just collapsed in the fourth quarter. We got to find a way to finish. And that's 2 times that the defense actually gave up the play in the fourth quarter to kind of end the game. So the defense got to – I'm sure Jim Schwartz is going to be all over them to, you know, finish games. That'll be the mindset, finish games. And then for the offense, it has to stop being a tale of 2 halves. Like, you can't look good in the first 2 quarters and then let them make adjustments, and now you can't do anything. Like, that has to stop. Like, there's no way you think you ever going to be successful being able to have that as your recipe. And that's just kind of what I see when I watch the Browns, is that in the second half, we don't really respond well. We don't really. And then this whole, when a team get to 20, like, once Breece Hall scored, I was like, well, that's kind of it, because that's 20 points. Granted, we finished the game with 20, but I'm not confident once a team scores 20 that we can match that.
What'd you think of Tommy Rees, the offensive play calling? And I mean, they went right down the middle, right? I mean, you had, what, 32 passes, 32 runs.
Yeah, I like the balanced attack. I think that's the recipe for this Browns team to be successful anyway. Love the fact that they got Jerry Jeudy involved because, again, a lot of people always spoke that this offense goes as Jerry Jeudy goes. And you see, it was nice to see him engaged and interested. You know, so many times for these past few weeks, you could tell that he was, like, over it because he wasn't having the game that he wanted. So it was nice to see him stay locked in and engaged, and I think that helped you know, Harold be able to get open. It helped David Njoku. It helped the run game. So I think that's the recipe going forward, is continue to keep him involved, because he can be special. It's still there. Wish he'd do more. I know he had 12 targets, only caught 6. Want to see him catch 10 out of those 12 at least. And that's not all on him. That's going to be on Dylan too. He's got to throw him some better balls. But I think I had no problem with the game plan. It didn't look that much different than a Kevin Stefanski coach call game either.
We will talk to you next Sunday, sir. Thank you very much.
I'll see you next Sunday. Go Browns, go Bucks, go Cavs.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.